Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monty Poole joining us at noon today, NBC Sports Bay Area. Warriors coming off a 124-106 win over the Pelicans. A lot of contributors, including Jonathan Kuminga. And here's another thing I'll say about Kuminga.
Give it to me.
And I've heard this, and I disagree. I've heard it a bunch already. Yeah, maybe Kuminga just doesn't fit. Maybe Kuminga just doesn't fit. Maybe he's just not. He doesn't give the Warriors what they need. See, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Jonathan Kuminga is different than a lot of the guys on the team. Mm-hmm. That should give them an extra dimension. What he can do, which is get out on the break, make the mid-range. He can be a better defensive player than he's been. And those are the kind of things that he can add to this team. Just because he's more of maybe a one-on-one guy than, let's say, a passer or mover of the ball doesn't mean you can't use him.
Well,
it doesn't mean he can't help you.
I'll tell you what. This is how I see it. And you tell me, honestly, Sonny, because I think last break we were saying the same thing but saying it different. But I really mean this. Right now, I honestly believe this: your second best all-around player on the Golden State Warriors is Andrew Wiggins. And nobody's mad at that. But I think in a perfect world, had Jonathan Kuminga been on his P's and Q's, and let's just say what I deem gone through his Jordan Poole's phase, where you could tell he really went to the lab and worked on his game, I believe the Warriors, if it were up to them, would want to say young Jonathan Kuminga is our second best player. You know what I mean? No shade at Wiggins. He's an OG, and we know what he is. But that's where the scoreboard reads to me in regard to Kuminga, Stani. I think so highly of his game or his attributes that in a perfect world, if he was on point, it would be Curry, Kuminga, Wiggins, and Dre, however you want to. You know what I mean? And he's not there. And I don't know if it's going there quick enough, because I feel like now you got a bunch of guys that can play. And for Kerr to say whatever reason, hey, Steiny, this is the reason you're not going to be in the starting lineup, that's where I would look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, I need to work on that stuff. So if that presents itself again, I'm not odd man out.
Fair.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom. Tom's in Sonoma. What's going on, Tom? How you doing?
Tommy.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing this morning, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I'm high on this team. I've been high on this team every day. Every day I see them, I see it better and better. I'm going to say this, man. They were down 20 and won by 18 and didn't have their top two players. Mm. We couldn't have done that with our last year's team, man. We would have lost.
I agree with that.
Okay. Kuminga. What I see from Kuminga, and I love this guy, but what I don't see from him is that aggressiveness, that want a desire to drive to the basket and just stuff it. I don't see that from him. He looks like he's just going through the motions and thinking that he's going to get that bag any minute. It's really just, I love the guy, but I want to see more fire and passion in this guy. Mm. I mean, that's the rat on the table, like you say, Guru. I don't see it. I just don't see the aggression, man. I mean, do you?
That's to you.
We love you, brother. I'll say this. Steiny, I see him thinking about what he wants to do, but doing it is another, you know, facet to it that I don't think he's mastered. So I don't think he's lazy. I think he wants to do it. I just don't know that polish is there for him to do it. You know, I don't know how you see it, but when I look at Kuminga Stoudy, I feel that there's a player with rage, good rage, that wants to wreck shop and attack the rim, But there's defenders, there's a defense, and there's a way to do it. And I don't think he's mastered his navigation system down to where he feels comfortable.
I see it like this. The Warriors have one star, Steph Curry.
Mm.
They have one star slash superstar. And then 2 through 11 are pretty close in the grand scheme of things. And guess what? Kuminga's one is 2 through 11. And if Steve Kerr is going to be consistent and play the guys who are playing the best, and he sticks to that, and we see that's the way it's going, that's the definition of fairness to me in terms of playing time. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Josh in Tucson. Josh, what's going on, man?
Howdy, howdy. What's going on? Love you guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
What's going on is we got 49 from Buddy freaking Hield and Lindy freaking Waters. I mean, I could not be. This team is so much fun. The thing for me about this year, it's a new year. It's a new. But this team is just fun to watch. I mean, they're just a lot of fun. The whatever you want to say, the chemistry, the flow, they look way happier out there. We got Kyle Anderson, who I had, I don't know, moderate expectations for. He goes 0-for-9, but it doesn't matter. He gets 4 steals. We got Gary Payton doing his thing. I think this team is much better defensively. They seem to just, I think the coaching, I'm excited about our defensive coaching additions. And I am high on this team. And more importantly, it's just a lot of fun to watch. I think this team is, you know, knock on wood, if it stays healthy, is going to be a lot of fun to watch all year round. And then we'll see what happens. We get to the playoffs, but it's just a lot of.
Nah, we lost you, but I'm with you.
He's having a ball,
I'm with you.
Those two guys put up numbers. Stoney, we can't forget old Loondog. 9 rebounds, 20 minutes.
Yeah. I tell you, I like Looney when he's in there against the other team's second team. He's better than most other teams' sub-big men. Mm. At least he's smarter and he knows how to play. I think he struggles, obviously, who doesn't, against Zion, but
Draymond. I mean, Draymond was giving him his all, but Zion, man, that dude's special, Steiny.
Yeah. And then you look in the box score, and he's got 7 or 8 turnovers, though.
Yeah.
So the Warriors did a nice job of turning over the Pelicans last night.
23.
Let's go to Big Smoothie. He's in he's in Oakland. What's up, Smoothie?
Gentlemen. Funny how I'm laughing. Oh, I knew this Warriors team was going to be good. Shut up. I called this before the season ended. But anyway, not about me. The problem is Kuminga is a 4-3-2 guy. You know what I'm saying? He plays the 4. He's a 4 who plays the 3 that rebounds like a 2.
That's pretty good.
The door is open. Listen, if I was in his camp, I would say, dude, if you go out and get double-digit rebounds, nobody can keep you off the floor.
Wow.
But he chooses to go out. He gets 3 rebounds, 4 rebounds. We can't have that, man. But listen, and Cool, you said something. I think here's your answer right here. You said, well, if they would just tell him what he's doing, so he can improve. Cool, how do you tell somebody you don't have basketball IQ? I don't know how you. How do you?
Well, Big Smoothie, you don't re-up their contract, so that they may have said that with that. Okay.
Bingo. They have said it. Mm. Listen, and I will say, I have receipts. I told my nephews when draft day, I said Moses Moody is actually going to become a better player than Kuminga. I said it. It's coming to pass. Yeah, drop, baby, because it's coming to pass because Moses Moody, he works on his game. He has intelligence. If Kuminga did have 20 a game, I think it would be an ugly 20. I don't think it would be a helpful 20. I'll be honest with you. He's like I said it before, he's like a talented high school kid. That's how he plays. He runs up and down. This is year 4, dude. You are we going to just prolong this, or are we going to be honest? Wiseman, it took him too long. Kuminga is not Warriors' way. I love him. Great kid. But he is not.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a lot of talented guys in the NBA that can run fast and jump. Warriors require something more. Because if you say they could salvage Kuminga, then okay, my argument would be, okay, they could have salvaged Wiseman. You're talking about the same thing almost. You're almost talking about the same type of scenario. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my thoughts. You guys have a great one.
Appreciate the call.
I've never heard Snotty. Well, I've heard it. 4-3-2.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one either. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
By the way, here's a guy I was thinking about. I was talking to the boss about this guy a little earlier, and it's Pajemski.
18 field goal attempts.
And I get Pajemski is a player that some fans like him more than others. Let's just put it that way. But there's something about Pajemski that I love. And I don't want to compare him to Jonathan Kuminga, but I just want to say this is what I think of Pajemski. So I think there are a lot of players who come into the league, they get drafted. Pajemski at 19. So he gets a contract. I don't know what it is, $5 million a year, something like that. I think a lot of NBA players get to the NBA and they exhale. I made it.
Mm.
But there are certain players that get drafted into the NBA, like Pajemski, who plays 1 year of college, and then he gets to the NBA and he's making $5 million. And instead of saying, I made it, now he says to himself, they're paying me $5 million. All I have to do is concentrate on basketball. And I think a guy like Pajemski wakes up in the morning, he eats breakfast, he goes to the facility, he lifts, he gets a massage, he takes a whirlpool, he gets 500 shots up, the Warriors practice, he sticks around after the practice, he gets treatment after, then he watches film for an hour, and the next thing you know, it's dinner time, and he eats dinner and gets a good night's sleep. Like, Pajemski can get a little rambunctious, but he's dedicated his life to basketball. You can just tell. Yeah. And not everybody's like that. And Pajemski's going to give himself the best possible chance that he can to be the best player he can, because when he came into the league, he was a professional and said, okay, I'm going to use every resource that this NBA team gives me to try to be the best player I can. And that's not easy to do when you've just gotten paid as a rookie and you're finding your way and the lifestyle changes and now you got money. And I just think he's a guy who wants to play basketball. That has nothing to do with like his game and his strength and weakness. Wow. I just think that if he fails, it's not going to be because he didn't work hard.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.